music video, and the music video is so iconic and epic and really, really cool. And so I ended up meeting somebody on set who we ended up having a relationship. And that's kind of, that's originally what brought me to Vancouver, was the music video. And then I moved out here, and then being here from like 2005, 2006 to 2014, I ended up going back to the UK. Obviously, I'd go and visit in between that time because all my family are there, and my, you know, my closest friends. But we, I went there in 2014. I had ended up having a complete breakdown in my life.
Okay.
I was in a relationship, and it was a devastation type of thing, and I broke it off. And I was just completely distraught and didn't know who I was anymore. And I was just in a really, really dark, dark place where I didn't even want to live anymore. And it was at the end of 2014, going into 2015, I basically was like, everybody laid hands and prayed for me. And I was like, it was so powerful that I literally nearly fell to the floor. Like, it was insane. And then after that, literally, I spent like a few days in London just in this room, just trying to gather myself together and just, you know, get myself into a better space again. And my mom was like, my birthday was coming up because my birthday's in January. And my mom's like, you know, well, first of all, she'd been speaking to me about, what do you think about DJing? And it was really funny because I'd wanted to do that for, you know, I was like, I've been thinking about this for a bit anyway now. It's like I really wanted to start DJing, and actually that seed had been sowed into me from a really young age. Like, my uncle used to bring, when I used to stay around his, which was like all the time, he would be like, go to the record player and put on a record. So it was kind of like he kind of sowed something into me from a young age. And he was very technical too. He was in the Air Force, actually, and so he would teach me like little technical things too. So I kind of had, even though I'm a real free spirit, very like creative, and I like to be free, but there's another side of me that's very sort of like robotic, I suppose, and very like technical, and attention to detail type of thing. Anyway, so I was like, cool. My mum's like, why don't we get you a DJ? DJ equipment for your birthday. So I was like, okay, cool. So we got a Pioneer. No, I didn't get a Pioneer. I got a Denim. It was like, you can't see what I'm doing right now, but it's really, really small. Like, really, really small. It looked like a toy almost. Like, when I look back, I'm like, wow. It just looked like a little toy. But I learned on that, and I also bought a mic at the same time, because I was like, if I'm going to DJ, I'm going to sing at the same time. And so I taught myself to DJ. And I ended up being on a team in London DJing at Hillsong, which is like a huge, very, very well-known, famous church in the UK. So I ended up being on their DJ team. And then I started booking gigs actually in the UK. First place that gave me an opportunity was the Slug and Lettuce, like as in a full-time weekly position. Like a residency. And so I, you know, trained there. But it was hilarious. Like, literally after 2 months of learning to DJ, I went up to clubs and I was like, yeah, I'm a DJ from Canada. And, you know, and they were like, cool, she's like really cool. But then, you know, when I'd get in there, they were like, does she really know what she's doing, this girl? Like, I mean, you obviously, it takes some time to like properly learn how to like DJ well. And so, yeah, I ended up coming over to Vancouver in that summer of 2015, and I just started booking gigs. And then I came back to the UK, and I just thought, you know what, I'm just going to continue, because like I said, I was in a broken mess. So I was like, I'm going to continue getting the counselling, doing all the things that I need to get myself in a healthy place, and then I'm going to come back to Vancouver because I can see that the doors are really opening for me out here. So I came back at the end of the year. Literally, I was selling solar panels too in the UK. It's like, so I'd go into people's homes, sell solar panels, come out, drive to people's house and back, crying my eyes out because I was that distraught. Wow. This went on for months. And then I'd go home and make a mix. You can just imagine, right? And then I ended up coming back to Vancouver, and literally, I I had my first gig on New Year's Eve, and I went into New Year's Eve and I just was like, I'm going to just do this now. And I had three gigs all lined up, and they basically gave me residencies on all of them. So I was like, this is it.
Awesome.
So I was working like 3 different DJ gigs a week, like straight off the bat.
It was
amazing. Yes. It was really, really amazing. And then the story just began to unfold basically from that point. You know, it was just, it takes a lot of faith obviously to like jump out fully in your art and not have to depend on, you know, like I was saying, 10 years I was serving and, you know, being a receptionist in a hair salon, and actually, which I'd like to talk about, because the owner just passed away, John Paul Holt. I'm not sure if you know him, but he was very renowned in the Vancouver fashion and hair industry. So he was like a father to me out here too. And he literally just, it was really sudden, just happened 2 days ago.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but I really appreciated, obviously, every single place I've been has taught me something. And I feel like that was part of the experience too, not being fully in the industry. I had a lot to learn. And until I think you learn what you need to learn, you're not going to get promoted to really what you want to do until you have the character to sustain that.
And you have a song called Take Me There.
Taking Me There.
So going from there to here, and then yes. So let's have a listen to that.
Take a hand, will you help me understand? there. Your love keeps taking me there. Come in life, nothing can stop all what you've done to me.
Taking Me There on CJSF.
Chloe, tell us more about CLIA and tell us about the festival that's coming up.
Yes, absolutely. So just sort of backtracking a little bit, how we sort of reunited was I invited them on my last show that I had of, I had my own show, DJ show on djradio.ca, one of the iHeartRadio stations. And I just decided, I just knew again, like I'm very intuitive that way. I just was like, I feel like something new is about to happen. So I need to close this door to let a new one open. And so I was like, I've got to have the girls on my last show. It just kind of felt like I really wanted to do that. And so they came on my show, and actually you can watch it on YouTube. It's on my channel, Chloe Morgan Music, on YouTube, and it's called Vibes For You, and you'll see it on there. And so it went down really, really well. We were able to, like, it was kind of the first time that we'd all spoken as a four in 18 years.
Wow.
Insane, yeah. And we had this amazing connection and time together, and it was just really lovely. And we just decided, I was coming out to the UK anyway, so I was like, we got to all meet up. So we ended up meeting up, we put out a photo of us, and literally we got contacted by Mighty Hoopla like a week later, something like that. It was just like, and they're like, do you want to, so, and we'd kind of discuss that on the show, you know, would we ever do this again? And we were like, well, if there's a stage that's, you know, open to us, then why not, kind of thing. And so it's just a really beautiful time, I think, for us to like reconnect. And you know, because the group sort of, it ended poorly, you know, and I left the group first, and it was just, yeah, it was just a really sort of hard thing, challenging time, and we didn't speak for a while. And anyway, but fast tracking obviously today, it's been really lovely to be able to like work through those things and just organically let things happen naturally, and just really work on our friendships, you know, and I suppose find our sort of our role within the group, like who plays what role, kind of thing, because everyone's got to have their, you know, kind of know who they are in that setting. And so yeah, we've got this festival coming up. We're really, really excited to get back on the stage together. It's going to be amazing. We've had such amazing response from, you know, there's a big DJ in the UK I was kind of telling you about in the break, called Ryland, who played, he's one of the biggest DJs on BBC2, and he played our song, and he was like, you know, just so excited the girls are coming back together. They're one of my favorite group, and it was really, really cool. It's been really amazing to see the support that we're getting from, like, we were featured in The Sun, The Daily Mail, The Mirror, and just from our fans, like the fans that we had, they all seem to be coming out the woodwork, and new ones, and it's just been really an amazing response. And you know, our account is thriving, and we've only got like 750 followers right now, but it is a very engaged account, you know, so it's just really, really cool to see obviously where this is going to go, and yeah, just the experiences I suppose that are going to come from it. So we're totally open to, you know, I just think in life you just have to be open to the possibilities, and you know, and walk in love, you know what I mean, towards everything, and you will end up really where you're meant to be if you have the right intentions and motives and heart behind things. So yeah.
Excellent.
OMG. Okay.
Thank you.
Chloe, I have a coworker that's been to London recently, and they kind of mentioned when they went there, everyone was kind of saying, "Y'all right? You right? You right?" And then he didn't know what the heck that was. And I'm like, "So, what does you right mean?"
You're right. You all right? So basically, you good?
Yeah. So that's like, how are you, basically?
Yeah, right? Yeah. And it was really funny because when a couple of relationships I've had,
yeah,
and I've been like, you all right? And they're like, why do you keep asking me that? And yeah, I'm like, well, this is what we say in the UK. So it's like, well, when you say that, it makes me sound like I'm sick or something, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's really interesting, I suppose, like how we take things. We're in the UK, it's like, you all right? Yep, all good. Yep, cool. You know, that's just kind of like making sure you're checking in.
Right.
All yeah is well.
Right. And then someone also mentioned to me, what do you call a flat tire?
A flat tire, puncture, maybe? Yeah. What did they say?
Yeah, so we just say you got a flat, right? But you say you got a puncture, right? Or, yeah.
Well, I've been here so long. Yeah. I think I'm very Canadianized now.
There you are.
Yeah.
Because now I go home, I don't say rubbish anymore. I say garbage. Where's the garbage going? People are like, you're in the UK now. Can you please like switch back into
say rubbish.
Into the, yeah.
Oh, okay. And do you say that's rubbish, or do you say bloody hell or something, or what do you?
I try not cuss. I try not curse. I try to like keep my language pretty clean because especially now I have a daughter, right? Like,
yes,
it's always like everything's very censored, and you know, actually it makes you a better person when you have
right
a child.
And let's talk about Mother's Day is coming
yes
up, so what are you gonna do for Mother's Day?
You know, I'm not sure actually. My daughter's father said actually tonight as I was on my way here and I dropped my daughter off to him,
mm-hmm,
he said, you know, let's check in about Mother's Day, let's do something. So I have no idea. I just know that I want to do something with Imani for sure, you know, and just something easy and breezy and, you know, no stress and go with the flow kind of thing. Just no stress. That would be really good on Mother's Day.
Yes.
You know, because a three-year-old is a lot of work, and she's kind of an age like sometimes when I like to be silent a lot of the time so I can just not always have to talk and just process, and you know, because I just think sometimes we don't always need to fill in all the gaps, you know what I mean? Silence is a good thing. And my daughter's like, talk to me,
mm-hmm,
talk to me, and I'm like, I am talking to you, baby. Like, but she, you know, she's kind of at the age where she's demanding a lot of attention, which is totally understandable. But yeah, It's a shift.
Yes. And then what recently happened is the coronation. So
yes,
are you really into the, I guess most British people are?
Well, actually, I'm not, in all honesty. I mean, it's been, like I said, it's been so long since I've been there. However, even though I'm not like a huge patronage type person in ways, even though I was saying we need to be patronage, I did actually look at the coronation, the entertainment part of it, the concert. I didn't see any. I just saw, you know, online, you know, like the Katy Perry looking confused and Harry looking a bit confused too. I mean, I know we laugh, but it's probably not funny. Like when you're actually there in the scenario, who knows all the backstories and whatever's going on. But no, I saw some of the concerts and, you know, I thought obviously my mom was like, yeah, the Brits know how to put on a show. And I'm thinking to myself, they're all American that were performing. Mm. You know, most of them were American and Americans know how to put on a show. Like, I just feel like, not to say that UK people aren't talented, because we definitely had a lot of great people come out of the UK. But I just feel like America's like that bigger and better type of thing. That's why, like, when I was a kid, I was always like, I'm going to live in America one day. I'm going to marry an American man. You know, I just, for some reason, I went to Disney World when I was really young. And I was just like, it was my favorite place to be. And because it's just, everything's so much bigger and better.
That'll do
it. You know,
it
in ways. So, but yeah, I do think that it was a great, I mean, actually I did see Nicole Scherzinger. Did I pronounce that right? I always feel like I can't pronounce her second name, but Nicole's performance, she sounded phenomenal, you know. And so I'm always listening to singers, you know, because I like to be inspired by people's voices,
yeah,
and techniques and stuff like that. I'm listening, See, this is the singer in me. I'm like breaking things down in my head. Okay, so that's how she hit that note. And, you know, so it's inspiring to me, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Right. And last question, what do you think of Austin Powers? Did he show Britain the way you wanted to see it?
You know, it was so funny. When I used to, so I was going to clubs at like the age of 13 years mm-hmm. old. It's, I know. Me and my best friend, we'd like, she'd dress me up. I'd like a drag queen. It was in, and not that, listen, I got no problems with anybody, whatever they want to do. But, you know, I was like, what in the world am I looking like? I was like looking like some witch. But anyway, just all this makeup and fur and like just to try and get me in the club, right? And we eventually, like once we like worked our whole scene out in there, because we were like, you know, the it girls in the club eventually, like we'd sort of like, I mean, we'd been going there since we were 13, so by the age of 15 we're like, we're the it girls in the club now. And I remember around that time the song, the Madonna song, DJ Play My Record,
oh yeah,
I Want to Dance with My Baby, that song came on, and it was from the Austin Powers movie, and that was just like, it was the theme of like that whole year. So for me, I will always remember Austin Powers, you know, in that ways. And obviously like the takeaways, you know, do I make you baby? Yeah, all of it. I mean, we would take away some of those and they became taglines, you know. So I would say that was probably the influence for me with Austin Powers.
Amazing. Well, that's all the time we have, folks. So I want to say thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Thank you for having me.
Wham Bam.
Thank you, ma'am. No, it wasn't that, was it? It was East Van.
East Van, baby. All right. We're going to end with Stars on CJSF, and we'll catch you all next week.
Sun and moon are glowing, fully glistening. Heaven is looking down, the earth is listening. You made the planets in the universe align. You picked the stars and now they shine beneath the sky. The sun and moon are glowing, fully glistening. Heaven is looking down, the earth is listening. Ooh, 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 ooh.
The next show is a hip-hop show called Next Step, so stay tuned.
Hey, this is Eboshi.